I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. You won't hear me much today other than right here. My father passed away and he was laid to rest this afternoon in DeWitt. Most of us get our love of sports from a parent, and usually it's something shared between father and son. In fact, that question came up Monday when my mom and I were visiting with the pastor who performed the service. We both laughed. My dad wasn't a sports fan by any stretch of the imagination, unless you count falling asleep in his recliner with NASCAR on for background noise. However, he did spark my interest in sports in 1986 when he agreed to buy me a pack of Topps football cards. It's too bad all those Jerry Rice cards didn't make it through my childhood in mint condition. In 1988, he and my mom took me to see the Clinton Giants and the Peoria Chiefs, and a love affair with minor league baseball was born. Years after it closed in 1984, Allied Steel, the shop my dad worked at, loomed beyond the Marlboro Man in right field. In 1990, I was so excited to get my first autographed baseball card, one of Clinton backup catcher John Patton, that I ran all the way back to where my dad was sitting to show him. Season after season, he'd wait late after games so I could collect my signed cards. Never once complained about needing to be awake in 5 hours to go back to work. When I was 16, I was on my own for ball games. My dad had seen enough to last a lifetime. We tried to go to a major league game together once. It was my bachelor party in 2011, and the game got rained out, but not before seeing my dad take in the sights of a city he occasionally visited with his family as a young boy. Dad passed away on Sunday, which of course was Father's Day. His death certificate lists his time of death as early Monday morning, but that's a mere technicality. I know. I was there for it. In recent years, Father's Day was an extra special affair in our family. We'd celebrate my son's birthday a month early by getting both sides of our family together for a Colonels game. When he wasn't busy playing with my son, I'd occasionally catch him watching the game. Maybe all those nights at the ballpark made a bigger impression on him than I realized. Thanks for listening, and Dad, thanks for everything.